What are you doing, Garfield?
Guess.
Are you dancing?
Nope.
Are you upset?
Nope.
Are you hungry?
Not for another 2 minutes.
Are you trying to warn me about something?
Guess again.
Yeah, you're driving me crazy.
Oh, he guessed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
Friends are there
to help you get started, to give you a push on your way.
Friends are there
to turn you around, get your feet on the ground for a brand new day.
They'll pick you up when you're down,
help you swallow your pride when something inside's got to break on through to the other side.
Friends are someone you can open up to
when you feel like you're ready to flip.
When you've got the world on your shoulder,
friends are there to give you a tip.
Friends are there when you need them, they're even there when you won't.
For a walk in the park, for a shot in the dark, friends are there.
I don't care.
But friends will care.
Wouldn't I make a great ventriloquist? My lips never move.
Ah! There's nothing like a nice, quiet evening at home.
Not around here, at any rate.
Dr. Mendelberger, please report to emergency. Dr. Mendelberger.
Please, you've got to be all right. I can't live without you. If you're not well enough to come home soon, I don't know what I'll do.
Well, you brought it to the right place. This is the best electronics clinic in town.
Please, speak to me. Just one game show. Just a commercial. I'm desperate. I'd even watch Binky.
I'm not sure I can fix it. This model is out of date.
Out of date? But I just bought it last year.
Last year? Nurse, prepare the emergency room at once. You don't understand. You have to keep buying new electronics every year. That's why we bring out new advances.
But that TV was working fine.
That's not the point. You have a record player, right? And records?
Yes, lots of records.
And now they're not good for anything. You have to buy a CD player and compact discs. Then, once you buy all the CDs you need, we'll make you throw them out and buy something better. That's how it works.
We're lucky they don't do that with pets.
This is our showroom of the latest models. Pick out a new one, and we'll give you a small trade-in on your antique, worthless, obsolete, year-old set.
But I don't want to buy a new TV.
Ah, your cat has picked out one of our newest breakthroughs, the Taste-O-Vision. Like to try it, kitty? It combines eating and TV watching.
Hmm. Two of my three favorite activities. Work sleeping in there and I'm set for life.
With Taste-O-Vision, whatever they're enjoying on TV, you will experience.
Good. Let's watch something Italian.
Dear, do pass the roast beef, would you please?
Have some more mashed potatoes and gravy. Have you tried the carrots? Oh, and the corn on the cob is marvelous. I also have some ham if you'd like.
I never want to leave here.
Harry! Sorry to interrupt your dinner, but we've got an emergency!
What is it?
There's a mudslide! And the river's being polluted with mud!
I guess I should feel lucky it wasn't Snow White with a poisoned apple.
Now, this is the latest breakthrough in realism. Three-dimensional television. It makes you feel like whatever you're watching is right in the room with you.
Sounds great. Let's hope for a lasagna commercial.
It's Binky the Clown, here to entertain you!
Don't be afraid, it's just an illusion. It can't harm you.
Oh.
Here, have some custard!
Don't worry, I'll change the channel.
Hey, everybody, surf's up!
Next program.
And the wren lays its eggs in nests like these.
See? A nature show for kids. You're safe now.
That is the story of the wren. Next week, we'll learn about the octopus.
Isn't this a boring program, Odie? 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 Where is that mutt?
This is just a tiny tape player, the kind joggers listen to.
That's right. And for our latest, greatest video breakthrough, we have applied the same principle to TV.
Me? Jog? How long have you been into science fiction, fella?
This is the Personal Stereo Vision Compact Ultra Digital Walk Around Watch Around Jogger TV.
Hey, not bad.
Go for a little run around the block, pussycat. See how you like it.
Gee, my favorite show is on.
But how can someone wearing that thing see where he's going?
An interesting point. Maybe we need some more research.
This could almost make it fun to jog. Especially if they could find a way to let you do it sitting down. Now what am I watching? Sounds like one of those silly car chase movies. No, it's a disaster movie. Wait, what lousy sound effects.
Well, which new TV do you want to buy?
I don't want to buy any new TV. I want you to fix this one.
I'm telling you, it's obsolete. This set of yours will never work again.
Oh, no. Combining exercise with TV kind of defeats the purpose of TV. That's a definite ouch.
Garfield, you fixed it. It just needed a little hit. Now we can go home and we don't have to buy a new TV set.
Great. Any chance of spending the money we've saved on a new nose?
Imagine watching a TV set that is more than 6 months old. I don't get it. How could someone not want a fully three-dimensional TV? How?
And now our movie, King Kong.
Help! Anyone! Help! Help!
Whoopsie! Ah, oh, help! I am drowning! Help! Help! Doc, going down for the third time! Oh, help! I'm a corner. Save me. Save me.
Try standing up.
Oh. That would work, too.
Wow, look what I found, Wade.
Gee, someone discarded this old movie camera.
Wade, we can make our own movies with this.
Not I. I am afraid of camera-type things and stuff.
Wade, you're being more ridiculous than usual.
Well, I'm out to set a new standard.
I'm hungry, Sheldon.
Oh, boy, two chickens. One that hasn't even been opened even, you know, don't you?
Hi, Orson.
What's with Wayne?
He's camera shy. He doesn't want to be in the movie I'm going to make.
I'll be Little Red Riding Hood.
And I'll be the woodsman.
Okay, now, do you think we can get Roy to play the wolf?
I want billing over the title, script approval, my own dressing room, $3 million up front, and 10% of the gross.
I will give you a cheese sandwich.
Deal. Hey, let's do lunch. Your people will talk to my people. Love you, Orson. Don't ever change. Hollywood talk.
Okay, like, quiet on the set, everybody.
Film is rolling. Action!
Little Red Riding Egg, take one.
Here comes Little Red Riding Egg, skipping through the woods on my way to Grandma's house. Boy, I hope I do not run into a mean old wolf.
Where are you going, Little Red Riding Egg?
Cut! Roy, where is your wolf suit?
Well, I thought I'd give the film a little pizzazz. Science fiction's really big at the box office.
Wolf suit.
No imagination.
Little Red Riding Egg, take two.
Boy, I hope I do not run into a mean old wolf.
Where are you riding, Little Egg Going Red?
Little Red something or other. Take 91 or 90, maybe even in the hundreds, man.
Where are you going, Sheldon? Little Red Riding.
Let's give up on this and go do the scene in Grandma's house.
I'll be in my dressing coop.
Orson, we don't have a grandma.
That's right. I gotta find someone. Wade!
Yay!
Wade, it's me. What are you doing in this barrel?
I'm hiding in here so nothing can harm my person. Ow!
Definite.
Ow!
Boy, I didn't realize how pathetic and ugly this wolf costume looks. Wait a minute. I don't have a mirror.
No, I cannot be an actor. I'm afraid. I'm terrified.
Wait, I need someone to play Grandma. It's a lead role.
Lead?
Well, why didn't you say so?
This is it, my big break. This could lead to movies, miniseries, maybe even my own Saturday morning cartoon show.
Hey, Roy, need you on the set, man.
Okay, now at this point, the wolf comes in.
The wolf?
It's only Roy in a costume. He locks Grandma in the closet. Got that? All right. Action!
Little Red Riding Egg, take... Oh, I have absolutely no idea, man.
My big chance. I'm not going to get locked in any closet. Ha-ha! Ugly wolf person! No more will you terrorize poor, defenseless grandma people!
Why me? Why me?
My, you hideous wolf, you! What a big nose you have! And what big feet you have! And what a big mouth you possess!
Hey, Roy! Make it look real! This is my big chance!
Rogue! Yeah, that's a fix! Rogue! Roy! You are ruining my big scene with Roy here! Would you like top billing?
You know!
It's a for real animal creature!
Is it time for my entrance?
Help! What big teeth he has!
I did it! I got the unripe chicken, you know, and he's mine! All mine! That's the fox, and he's got Sheldon!
Hey, no perspiration, pig. Okay, ready for your next scene?
No, but I don't want the egg, you know.
Hey, we're talking Oscar material here, babe.
Ooh! What am I doing in this thing?
Every movie's gotta have a car chase in it. Remember McQueen? Here's a stun egg, man. Now, quiet on the set!
Gee, I'm gonna be a movie star, you know.
Action! Roll up!
What's my motivation? Hey, wait! You can't do this to me, you know. I want my agent. Call my agent. Don't you know?
That car stunt is going to make a great ending for my movie. Let's go get the film developed.
I can hardly wait to see it.
Gee, I have the feeling like we forgot something.
I guess not.
Orson! Hulk! What's my motivation? Reed! Give me a coffee! Don't you know? Hulk! Oh, give me Aramis!
You go out and play, Pookie. Huh? Wait a minute. I've been nailed into bed? I suppose this was for putting that lizard in your shoe?
Now we're even.
John made my favorite 7-layer lasagna cake. I hope he put in plenty of mozzarella. Wait a minute. John worked very hard on this cake. It would be wrong of me to gobble it all down. I'll just cut a modest-sized slice. There. Come on, you knew I was gonna do that. You knew I was gonna do that, too.
Garfield, guess what I've got behind my back?
A sickening and disgusting evil monster?
It's Nermal!
I was close.
You two play nicely now.
Hi, Garfield! Yes, I'm still the world's cutest kitty cat.
Whoopee.
Face it, Garfield, I'm just the cutest thing. In fact, if you look in the dictionary under cute, you find my picture.
That's ridiculous. Hey, he's right.
Hey, let's play some cute games, Garfield. Or you tell me a cute story. If you try to nap, I'll just wake you up. Garfield, are you going to mail me to Abu Dhabi again?
The kid learns fast.
I'll put my cake in the refrigerator. Garfield!
Oh, thank you. Every dollar helps us protect poor defenseless animals. My last stop is next door. Mr. Arbuckle. I'm sure he'll be...
Garfield, I'm never going to feed you again.
Oh, my goodness.
Garfield, I don't want to go to Abu Dhabi. That's not cute.
Garfield, come in here.
Uh-oh, the voice of destiny.
Oh, you poor little kitten.
Garfield, you've done it this time. I'm not going to feed you again until Arbor Day. Gotcha. Now, when I get through with...
Stop! Unhand that cat. Huh? Don't worry, kitty cat. I am here to help you. Drop that pussycat.
Gee, lady. Thanks for the help.
Refusing to feed your cat.
But,
you are a disgrace, Mr. Arbuckle. And wrapping that kitten to mail to Abu Dhabi.
But
what cruelty.
But I didn't...
There are laws against not feeding your pets, you know.
But I...
I'm Harriet Underberger of the Park Place Pet Protection Band. I'm going to check later and...
Food. Nourishment. Sustenance.
Mr. Arbuckle, if this cat isn't well nourished before I return, I will call the police to arrest you.
But he's not starving.
He eats more than most armies.
I have to feed you or go to jail, so I'm going to feed you like you've never been fed before.
This is it. My dream come true. Food for days. Ready, stomach? It's ready.
There isn't another bit of food left in this entire house. Have you had enough?
I suppose so.
I'm exhausted. And I'm famished, too. I didn't get to eat. Oh, well, at least I won't go to jail.
Mr. Arbuckle! Huh? I knew you were the kind of man who would starve a poor, defenseless pet.
But I fed him.
Yes, but you didn't feed him.
Oh, no. I forgot to feed Nermal. There's got to be some food here somewhere. Please, there must be some food left to give Nermal. Isn't there? Please, no! I'll feed him!
Take him away, officer!
I don't want to go to jail! I fed my cat! I fed him half a supermarket!
This is awful. We're all out of food. Come on, Nermal. We gotta spring the kid from the slammer.
Bring in this Arbuckle case, the one accused of not feeding his cat. Are you Arbuckle's cat?
Yeah. Case dismissed.
Oh, well. At least I get a meal.
Okay, Arbuckle, you can go.
Garfield, you rescued me!
Well, someone has to do the shopping. The kitchen's empty.
Yuck!
This is cruel and unusual punishment.
Yuck! This jail food is awful! What could be worse?
This is so much neater than mailing him to Abu Dhabi. And it saves on stamps.